just get the feeling this story we're about to talk about is going to make me feel bad about myself. Normally, I pre-read better than this, but this one, I read the headline and I went, all right, let's find this out together. Could your walk be a signal about your ability to win a fight? Now, here's what I think's going to happen. I think I'm going to feel bad about how I walk soon. I've already accepted that I'm probably not going to win a lot of fights, but now I'm going to find out I walk like a big puss. I don't want that.
I mean, my default is assuming that I walk like a puss. I don't.
And conversely, what if my walk is telling people this guy's a killer? That's sending the wrong message.
I know I don't walk cool. Positive of that.
So here's what it says. Humans have been fighting each other since the earliest stages of our species history, obviously. Scientists believe these fights have changed how we have evolved, particularly men. This is known as intrasexual selection, where competition between members of the same sex shape how they evolve. So now they say new research raises the possibility that we may have evolved to detect clues about whether a man is dangerous from the way he walks.
Do you guys think you have a danger walk?
I don't think I have a danger walk. No. I walk too upright to have a danger walk.
You think a hunched over person is more likely to be a good fighter?
I think somebody that keeps themselves sort of a little bit lower to the ground and in a posture.
What is the posture?
Like fisticuffs posture?
Yeah, like
posture.
Walking around dukes out?
Well, I do know, you know those guys that a lot of short guys have that where they walk around and their arms are always kind of pushed out and they have a little bit of a strut?
They went
like,
to a
I
gym
walk
once.
Like this. You know, like I walk, I couldn't walk more upright and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your impression of you walking looked like those old Smiling Bob commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. You look very cartoonistic.
Bob's always happy.
I feel like I walk like that found footage of Bigfoot, like where he's kind of hunched over and just stomping
and
along.
Always looking sideways.
Like whenever I'm passing,
shifty eyed.
Yeah. Whenever I'm passing by a window, like a shop window, when I'm walking downtown, I think, wow.
Look at that Bigfoot.
I look hot. Look at that Bigfoot.
Their website's dedicated to seeing Maitland in the wild, but they don't know it's Maitland.
Because she's always blurry.
Lady Foot. Yeah. They say, as men who were more likely to engage in physical fights in our early history, it would be beneficial for them to evolve to win and survive and fight more. Men are more likely to be the perpetrator of violent crimes. Men account for a higher proportion of victims of violence when the perpetrator is a stranger. Men, on average, not only have 80% more arm muscle mass and 50% more lower body muscle mass than women, but also tougher skulls. Boy, great for us, huh?
Hard-headed.
Look at us
and
go.
Dense.
Hard-headed.
And just want to fight.
More likely to start violence. Nice. Good for us, huh?
Good.
You may win a fight, they say, but if you win with a broken jaw, it will not feel like much of a victory when you try and eat. So evolving the ability to tell if someone can hurt us would have allowed our ancestors to ready themselves for a fight or try and avoid the confrontation if the risk seemed high.
Okay.
Makes sense so far, right?
Yeah.
Yes, avoiding confrontation.
All right, so what do I do?
Where my ancestry has excelled.
According to research over the last two decades, in a 2009 study, participants from several countries, Bolivia, Argentina, and the U.S. were asked to look at photographs of men's faces and bodies. They could tell when a man was strong, even from just looking at their face pictures.
I think you can tell better if somebody's in shape or not from their face.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The bigger they get, the puffier their faces get.
I looked up at my face on the camera from the monitors, and my first thought was, not a tough face.
I don't have a tough face.
I mean,
I have very feminine features.
No. No offense.
Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid seeing you guys on the street. Like, with the way y'all walk, I'm not afraid. Like
that coming from a woman, that it makes me feel good.
Yeah, yeah. It should.
But it's also oddly offensive.
Like, yeah. Right? Because I know that other people are sizing me up going, that guy's couldn't even sexually assault someone.
And in my case, all part of the plan.
He said it all out. He admits.
But no, like, I don't want to make women feel like they have to walk faster and hold their keys through their fingers.
No.
That is a big goal of mine.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm more likely to cross the street when a woman is approaching to protect myself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
She might have mace.
I don't have mace on me.
So they could tell if a man was strong. Participants could still assess strength. They looked at photographs of women, and they could still guess at strength, but could less accurately do so compared to when they viewed photos of men. Voices hold important information about other people's strength as well. Participants listened to voice recordings of native speakers in English, Spanish, Romanian, indigenous Bolivian, and even the language Samoan. Participants could accurately estimate the speaker's upper body strength, although less accurate when it came to female speakers than men.
Hmm. Okay.
But when a fight is coming our way, it is unlikely that we would only see a person's face or just hear their voice. So research, helped by modern-day motion capture techniques, has started to show humans can detect a potential threat from body language. These techniques can produce a computer-generated representation. Now, I didn't even notice this, but Steve, if you want to show the computer YouTube video for those who are fancy idiots, researchers using these techniques found that participants could still detect when someone is strong, even though they couldn't tell what the person looked like. So they took motion capture of people who seem strong and could win fights and showed it like you would see a rudimentary video game. Like before they put the faces and jerseys on, when it's just the silhouette.
Like the wire frame.
Yeah, same idea. Yeah. They filled it out, but yes, it's the wire frame. Okay. And people could still tell when someone was strong by their walk.
Okay, so this is just a very short clip.
Okay, so this is like Tron-level animation.
That's
from the 1980s, not now.
Not the one ruined by Jared Leto.
Right.
Okay. That's it. That's all it shows.
That was
it? Fight walk?
Okay.
That's someone who's strong.
Yeah, that's somebody who's got a little bit of a swagger.
Okay.
I like the way they move their hips.
Yeah, their hips. Yeah. Their hips are,
Their hips don't lie.
No, they
don't lie.
No. Why? Do my hips move at all when I walk?
I don't.
Probably not.
I don't think mine do. I don't think
I wasn't. I wasn't really expecting any of you to be like, On average, the participants rated the men who were physically bigger, a combination of BMI, bicep, shoulder, chest, and waist circumference, as higher in physical dominance, even though they couldn't see how big they were. They found that specific movements that could indicate someone's size, so their potential ability to cause harm. Men who were perceived as being more likely to win a fight had more. Hot Wings said it from the beginning.
Moxie?
Swagger to them.
That's
where
the
their
same,
shoulders
right?
moved more in a swaying motion.
Well, I don't know if swagger and moxie are the same.
It's also almost always the stereotypical walk of a Western movie hero.
There you go.
So you got to.
Yeah.
Gotta have your hands in your pockets and walk real.
Yeah.
Bow-legged.
You gotta walk bow-legged like you've been on Sugarfoot for 4 days.
Yeah.
Sugarfoot. It always comes back to Sugarfoot.
Yep.
It's the Beatus.
You those types of guys have a saunter.
Yeah.
You know, I just get from point A to point B. But I think this is a much better indication of somebody's strength than voice. Listen to me. I would say that I have a strong sounding voice. I'm not.
Right.
Like anybody I've ever met who has heard me on radio, who doesn't know what I look like, their perception of me is quite different.
Yeah, but people who have met you are like, wow, that guy could really yell for help good.
Yeah.
You know, like that guy could really, his voice carries. He could really ask strangers for help. And it wouldn't be like this, help! It might be. Under duress, it might be.
That's a guy who everybody who knows has told him he needs to be quieter sometimes.
They say it is true across all species that the male caricature of the stronger males is that they try to take up as much space as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that would that's
would
like the wide arms.
Yeah,
and the
Cowboys was
with
talking
a swagger.
About. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you want a peacock, you just got to walk like a moron.
Yeah,
I knew this guy in high school. He was like the scrawniest, skinniest, like pencil-y guy, but he always did that thing where he walked.
With his arms out.
And like we always joked it looked like his arms were on backwards because like the elbows were facing forward instead of backwards. And you could walk up, you know, you'd see him in the hallway and he'd just be standing there. And he said, hey, man, how are you? All of a sudden he'd be like, whoop! Like his arms would just
poof up.
They'd pop out.
Okay. All right.
Like a motion activated toy or something.
Yeah. If he didn't see you there.
Like a cat who's a little intimidated.
Yeah. If he didn't see you there, he was standing normal. But as soon as he was surrounded by people, it was like, whoop.
Yeah, yeah. I've known plenty of people like that over the years.
Yeah, we
have. Where like you go, oh yeah, I'm sure your lats are that big that they're pushing your arms out.
That must be something people outgrow, because I don't see a lot of like 40-year-olds who walk like that.
Well, I think
unless they've become barrel-chested or beer-bellied.
I think that's what happens to a lot of people that walk like that when they're younger. I think they just get big, like fat. Okay, and then they can't help it.
Now I'm going to be walking, watching today, watching everyone who walks, checking their swagger.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you look like you're auditioning for White Soul Train right now.
Should we do a video
like slightly soulless train
of all of us? I think we should post a video of all of us just walking down the hallway, and then the audience can vote on which one of us can beat more ass.
Who's got the toughest swagger?
It should all be like secret footage, though. Like, it should be Tommy's job to get video of everybody walking when they don't know they're being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, yeah. You know, I'm going to peacock it up. Everybody's going to think I'm Mike Tyson.
Well, that's the thing. You know, that's one of those weird things that is hard to do when somebody says do it normal. And then you think about it, like when you go to the doctor and he goes, OK, now walk across the room, because he's trying to check your like gait or
you
whatever.
Turn
and
into
you go,
Ricky Bobby. And I don't know what to do with my hands.
How do I walk like a normal boy? You've got to capture somebody when they don't know you're taping them walking,
you know. When we're mid-sachet.
Yeah.